Blog Talk Radio.
They say this change will never break, but they don't know you like me do. There is power in your name.
What's
that? Oh, baby, this is a gift of love. I have a my take it down to the if you love me, I'm for this. If you love me, I'm for this. Won't be a moment of thank you.
Thank God for that. That was done by Gabriel Rocha and CC Winey. Believe for it. Listen, brothers and sisters, we have to believe for it. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bell from Akron, Ohio, if she would be so kind to give us a word of prayer and get us going this week. Let's see here. Pastor Bell from Akron, Ohio.
The Lord, good afternoon, everyone, and good morning to our friends out there in California. Amen. Praise God. Yes. Give honor to God today. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for another day. Thanking you, Father God, for another lesson that we're about to receive, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will bless those that are listening by internet, those who have called in, Father God, that we will have our hearts open to the word of God. We ask that you will continue to bless our pastor as he teaches this word, Father God, and making it plain, Father God, and giving us scripture after scripture after scripture that we can get this word in our hearts and meditate on it, as you say in your word, day and night, Father God. Be with all those who are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through, Father God. We know you are in control and there's nothing impossible for you to do. You're able to comfort them, Father God, as they go through a time such as this, Father God. Lord, we know you are a healer because your word tells us by your stripes we're healed. We know you're able to keep us in perfect peace because it tells us that in your word. So, Father God, help us to trust you and lean and depend on you, realizing all of our help and all of our strength comes from you, Father God. And we give you thanks for all things, Father God. Have your way in our lives in everything that he does, and guide and direct him also, Father God, as you guide us too, Father God. We're thankful for the word of God. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I'm excited about the word this week. Thank God going to allow us to share if it be his will. I know on yesterday we shared a few things about what God had put in my spirit, but we're going to talk about what it means to be victorious as Christians. Going to church don't make you victorious.
Amen.
And you need to know that. You need to hear that. Because a lot of people think because they are victorious because they go to a building, and that's not so, brothers and sisters. And I'm going to show you that this week. Being victorious is letting the word of God be the final authority. Being victorious means you believe the word above everything. That's what being victorious. Because your victory is in Christ. And we're going to talk about the virus. See, the virus is unbelief. And we're going to get into that. We may come the latter part of this week, but we're going to get into that. Because I want you to know, brothers and sisters, like, it ain't nothing like living a victorious life. Living a victorious life is living outside of who you are and living inside of who Christ is. It's not about living who you are. It's about living outside of who you are and living inside of who Christ is. See, because you're in Christ. That's where the victory is at, is being in Christ. So we, that's what we want to talk about. And then let me tell you this. It will also be wise for you to know that you've been pre-approved to live this life.
All right. Come on.
This ain't nothing
say it.
You've been pre-approved according to Ephesians 2, and we'll get into that this week. Well, I'm going to tell you 10, but read from 1 all the way through 10. So that's verse 1 through 10. But Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God before," see that word before, that means that he already did this. Before he ordained that we could walk in it. This stuff is already pre-approved. He pre-approved it. Who wherefore, you remember that we were in time past, we were Gentile, walking in the flesh and called the uncircumcision. But now, we are called the circumcision, not by hand, but because God has circumcised our hearts and put us in on the right-hand side of Christ, man, or him in Christ. Yeah, so I'm excited about that. So let's get this started. Hallelujah. Our first scripture is going to be from the book of Revelation, the second chapter and the 26th verse. Revelation 2, 26, and I'll read it from King James. Ask Pastor if she's available to read it from the Messenger Bible. Now, these are just some of the scriptures we're talking about today. I don't know how much. Well, y'all know this. I follow the Lord. Whatever he give us for the day, our daily bread.
Amen.
Put a piece in there. I'm going to give you some revelation about that. You know, Matthew 4:4 said, "Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word." Our daily bread is the word of God. That's the bread that came down from heaven. Hallelujah. The bread that came down from heaven. Our daily bread. So the daily bread is the word of God.
Amen.
So, I know they made a book. God gave somebody that revelation about that book. It's called Daily Bread or something like that. But every day there's a scripture for you in that daily bread. I'm not telling nobody to go out and I don't know if you buy it or to give it to you. That's not what I'm trying to promote. I'm trying to show you when we're living our daily bread, that's the word of God, man. That's what you need. See, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Well, that's our daily bread. Hallelujah. So if you're going to live living this victorious life, you're going to have to, you're going to need the word of God. And you're going to have to make the word of God your final authority. That's what you're living by. That's your daily bread.
Mm-hmm.
The 22th verse says, this is Revelation 2. Chapter 2, verse 26, read as follows. "And he that overcometh, and he keepeth my works until the end, to him will I have power over the nation."
Amen, amen. Praise God from the Message Bible. "Here's the reward I have for every conqueror, everyone who keeps at it, refusing to give up. You'll rule the nation. Your shepherd king rule as firm iron staff. Their resistance fragile as clay pot." Amen. Amen.
Amen. See, the authority, when you make the word of God the final authority, because you have received authority from the Father, So therefore, you'll make his word the final authority.
Yeah.
Remember, as we read through the scriptures, especially the New Testament, it should be observed to us all that Christ, yes, God himself, desired for us to be victorious and live that victorious, abundant life that Jesus died for us on the cross, both in this life and the life to come. When there's not to be victorious when we get over there, and we're not just to be victorious here. But Revelations 3 and 5, I want y'all to read that. We'll read that, Revelation 3 and 5. It goes on to say, he who overcometh, all who are victorious, will be clothed in white, and I will never erase thy name from the book of life. The book of life is ours. We're part of that. But in the King James, in the Messenger Bible, you want to read that, Pastor?
Amen. From the Message Bible, conquerors will march in the victory parade, their names indelible in the book of life. I'll lead them up and present them by name to my Father and his angels. Amen.
Yeah. So who is he that overcometh but he that make the word of God the final authority? Because that's what you're going to obey. He that overcometh shall be clothed in white. Can I say this another way? Because I want everybody to kind of get this. He that make the word of God the final authority, you're going to be clothed in white. If you go ahead on and make the word of God the final authority, now here's what you're doing. When you make the word of God the final authority, you just made God the final authority over your life. You just made God our Heavenly Father. You just made him uno, number one in our life. That's what you just
did.
Thank you, Lord. Believe me when I tell you, when you put that word first, you've made the word of God. You've confirmed that. You've confirmed the fact that, okay, your word is true. Your word is first.
Yeah.
Your word is almighty. See, that's what the enemy don't ever want you to do. He don't want you to ever make the word of God. Because, see, that's how you become victorious, when you make the word of God number one in your life.
Thank you, Lord.
The book, look at it like this. The book is the heavenly document. It's the documentation that we are authentic children of God. We are authentic based on God's word, upon our faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So what we profess, being established and agreed. And let me tell you what, the documentation, because I be telling people all the time, I got paper, and I want you to know, you got paper when you get there. You can say, Lord, according to your word, because that's what Revelation is saying. Yeah. If you really look at that, it's going to be written. But why is it written? Because that's documentation. Your name is written in the book of life. Yeah, that's what you want. Yeah. See, that's just like court records. What could be more profound than the word of God? Remember 2 Peter? Ask Pastor to read that. 2 Peter 3 and 9 at the King James. Well, I share this with you. Because what you profess is what you are. You know how I know that? Because the Bible says you can have whatever you say. So if you could continue to profess that you've been established in the word of God, profess that you agree with the word of God, you profess that the word of God is the final authority, first and last, because heaven and earth are passed away, because you put the word of God first in your life, and you making it the final authority, is written now. It's in you now. You know, and first, in Second Peter 3:9, read that, Pastor, please.
Okay, Pastor. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Amen.
See, God
tells us, doesn't
you? Huh?
Did you say, 3:9?
Yes.
Is that, I'm sorry, I apologize. Okay. 2 Peter 3:9 reads, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I know I'm trying to read the same, Pastor. Let's try 2 Peter. That's 2 Peter 3:9.
Mm-hmm. Yes. 2 Peter, chapter 3 and verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for clarity. See, God tells us that it is his will that all would have their name written in the book of life, or the Lamb book of life, that he desired that none would perish, but all that would come to repentance. That is essential, and all would be victorious over sin, even the death. I don't know. I want to see, maybe the word I'm looking for is, and that may be on me. I'm looking for, did I say 2 Peter? I'm looking for, is that 1 Peter? Sometimes y'all have to forgive me today. I'm trying to make sure my,
Would you like for me to read 1 Peter 2:9, Pastor?
2:9 or 3:9?
Okay, I can read 1 Peter 3:9. That reads, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but counterwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing.
Amen. The scripture I was looking for is that God, that we would all come to repentance. And I apologize, brother and sister, I caught myself writing that down. A lot of times when I just go from the rip, I call it going from the rip. But when I try to write it down, all that just, you know. But anyway, let's see here. I think it was
2 Peter 3:9. You talk about
Second
repentance.
Peter. Was that 3:9?
Yes, that was 3:9 what I had read, but said the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
That's, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, thank you. So I did have it right. that all should come to repentance. See, and thank you so much, Pastor. God have not designed us that sin should lord over us, but we have victory over sin. And it's essential that we understand that God have given us the victory over sin, evil things, death, hell, the grave, and life. God have given us victory over this world. He did that for his glory. So don't let people tell you, oh, well, you know, I can't stop gossiping. I can't stop this. They lying, okay? God have given us victory over this world. So if this God's desire that we live in his glory, he created us for this, his people. So it is why we don't profess to be followers of Christ and live the victorious, abundant life. I don't know how you can do that. How can you profess to be a Christian, but yet you listen to every Tom, Dick, and Harry, and you don't listen to the Word of God? How can you profess to have be victorious or live in the victorious life, and you can't see this stuff? Don't be talking about, oh, I see it. No, let's take a look at the life of King David, for instance, over there in 2 Samuel 5, 17 through 25. You can see that story. As he fight against the Philistines, and he prevail, what are the divine principles stage that can be learned and applied to our life so that we can live victorious? See, we can all agree that once we made Jesus our Lord over our lives, our enemy becomes Satan. We all know that. The moment you make Christ Lord over your life, you got an enemy now. You just changed partners. You just got out the bed with him. You're in the bed with the Lord now. So he become your enemy. And let me tell you what, he will continue to press you. That's his job. He will continue to cause havoc. He will continue to bring trouble at your doorstep, but it won't come nigh you. You know why? Because you're in the presence of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
See, and just like David had victory, And he won the battle, even though the Philistines lined up to do battle against him and God. Satan lined up every day, brothers and sisters. But we have a remedy for that. Hallelujah. Well, we won't get into it today. But let me drop this on you, okay? There's some things that you should do, at least 7 things. I want to say it's about 10 things you ought to do. But at least 7 things you already want to do if you want to be victorious. Always pray first. And let me tell you this, if you're not going to believe, then don't pray. But believe and pray, or pray and believe. Expect the perfect counsel of God by abiding in his word. And then listen, when you read that word, be quick to obey it, okay? And then rely on the power of God and not on the power of man and not on your own strength, whatever you do. And don't get ahead of God. You know, sometimes we get ahead of God because he may change his strategy. So pray first.
Yeah.
And go into battle expecting to win. Never go in there thinking you're going to lose. No, you're going to win. You're winners.
Yeah.
And remember that faith in God's word releases the supernatural to reveal itself in your situation. And that comes by believing, man. Believing in the impossible. Believing in it. Believing in that what is wrong is going to be made right. You got to believe for it, though. And when you do that, you make the word of God, or you put the word of God as the final authority. It's settled. Anybody else have any comments on anything? This is the part where you can press one and you want to share something, or you have a question about what was taught today or whatever. We take a few minutes and examine that. Anyone want to share anything? Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. I just wanted to read that 2 Peter 3 and 9 from the New Living Translation. And it reads, "The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. So he is patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent." Amen.
Amen. And let me say this, because a lot of times people think because they're in the church or they done got saved, they done repented. What did you repent from? What did you change from? See, if you're not practicing religion, let me put it that way so everybody understand. If you're not practicing some kind of religion, you don't have anything to repent from. But if you're practicing some kind of religion, then you need to repent from that. You need to change from that. So he's not talking to sinners, as we call them. He's not talking to people in the streets. That's not who he's talking about.
Okay.
He's talking to people who've been religious. These are people that need to repent. That's why Jesus said, you know, I came to my own, but harlots and others will come to me before y'all will. See, they don't have anything to repent. They just need to come to Jesus. But we who have been practicing church stuff, religion, then you need to repent from that mess.
Help us overcome.
That's what that means. To repent, you need to change. See, a lot of, we've been taught, I know we've been talking about saying stuff, that we had to repent from them. We weren't practicing nothing as far as God is concerned. We was out heathens. We was out there in the world. Can't repent. What you repent from? But you repent because you've been trying to serve another God that wasn't God. That's what it is. With yourself. You were serving the God of this world. You have to repent, change from that. Okay, anybody else? If nothing else, hey, I thank you guys. Continue to lift my family up in prayer. And we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon. Hallelujah.